Netzwerk in Germany. Today I would like to talk about our project called this Patan Collection. This is a collection design pattern for smart contracts, and it consists of the coding patterns and their descriptions for smart contract development. It's currently also supporting ERC and smart contract weakness classification registry. And as most of the developers know, that design patterns is very important to that development, not only for coding efficiency, but also to avoid the non-vulnerability when developing a secure system. And in my experience, I found that there are a lot of design patterns on the internet springing around but it hasn't been gathered into the one place as a reference resource, for example, design patterns by the Denver 4. That's making the design patterns hard to find. We used this resource in our project to be the entry point for looking into all those design patterns that you can find for all skill levels of developers, and also to organize a community to improve the design patterns together in the one place. So now we're looking into the project repository. So there are three things involved. So the left column in this picture is the pattern resource. It can be the blog post, ESCs, or smart contracts weakness classification stuff. Or you can also even create a pull request directly to our repository. The main column is the component and included in our project. The format that creates the one JSON output and a human readable resource like a markdown output out of the design pattern resource. The left right column is client that reads the JSON file for whatever use. So we're going to explain one of the clients developed by Heiko. It's called PM.
Yeah, like I had mentioned, we can use the JSON output for DevTools, and we work on a plugin for one DevTool. It's called Pete. Pete is a tool to analyze and interact with smart contract structures. So that's how it looks like. And now if you click on this icon, you will see a list of all the patterns we imported. They are organized by tags, so if you filter for the security tag, you will see all patterns which are related to security. So I will now select the state machine pattern. On the right side, you now can see an example implementation of this pattern. In the middle, you can see a text describing this pattern. It always has an abstract problem, solution, reference section, and there are comments where you can discuss something about this pattern. So if you see some disadvantages, also you can leave a comment. And on top, you see a graph representing the contracts involved in this pattern. If you select one, you see on the left side the structure of this contract. And to understand it better, you can also deploy the example and play around with it. So now I will deploy it by clicking on this button. Now this contract has an address, and you can also read the state variables, and you can also send transactions like this now. And yeah, now the state should have changed, and yes, it changed. And yeah, that's it already. If you want to get involved, you can make a pull request. Thank you.